Now time for Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale after a game from Tuesday night against the NEK Nighthawks, falling unfortunately in that one. Final score was 46-32. And coach, offensively, some things didn't go your way, but some things did go your way. You guys went 13-15 as a team from the free throw line. Corey Kirkwood, she was 8-8, and she finished with 18 points. But ultimately, 6 points in the first quarter and 4 in the fourth quarter. Ended up giving you guys just not enough in this one. Your overall thoughts in this game is the quarterfinals of this tournament.
Yeah, I felt like our energy and our intensity was top-notch. You know, it's something we've really been stressing the last few weeks is playing with just that next level of energy. And from tip-off to the final horn, I felt like everybody that stepped on the court brought it and was amped up. They were working hard. We got a lot of loose balls. Just the way that we were moving defensively was better than we have all season. So that was really a positive takeaway from the game. Unfortunately, with us only scoring 6 in the first and 4 in the fourth, like you said, it wasn't quite enough. We didn't hit a basket in the fourth quarter. It was all free throws. And just kind of as a whole game, we missed a lot of easy layups. I think our girls were just sped up a little bit and, you know, they shot it hard expecting a foul and fouls didn't come. So they ended up missing the shots.
Here with Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale as they are in the midst of the JCN Girls Invitational. And as you guys have two games coming up, one on Friday against Atchison and one on Saturday, which will be a fifth or seventh place game, what are some things that you're kind of expecting your team from here in these up two games?
I would really like for us to carry on with that intensity that we brought Tuesday night. I think for us to be successful Friday and Saturday, we're going to have to definitely make more shots. Have better communication defensively, when we're, you know, subbing in and out, knowing who's guarding who, knowing what defense we're in, just a little bit better communication there and then definitely hitting shots on the offensive end.
And coach, how important do you feel like that this time of the year is when you guys are facing some non-league opponents that you might see some similar playing styles in the sub-state tournament coming up here late in February?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with as many teams as we have in our league, we only get 4 non-league games throughout the season. And so this week is our non-league, 3 of our non-league games. And with the way that the games fell, we were able to play another non-league team come Friday. And so I think that's really helpful because when you play in the league multiple times, you know, the first time is you go in, you execute, you just kind of play your game. And the second time around is more, you have to have a better game plan. You have to be able to execute. You know what the other team's doing as opposed to teams that we haven't seen before. And I think that will definitely be beneficial when we come across teams and sub-states that we haven't seen before as well.
You guys are right in the thick of the Northeast Kansas League standings, 3-3, 3-5 overall on the season heading into the weekend. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always and best of luck.
Thank you.
That was Valley Falls girls head basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.